Starting, we're now in the Bein HaMetzarim, but also it's not a coincidence that the Bein HaMetzarim coincides with Parshas Maaseh. And Maaseh describes in very great detail the gevulos, boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is a big topic. Everyone likes to throw their hat into this topic, and of course, now that we have a new Sefer from this new Sefer, Minchas Osher, from Rabbi Osher Weiss Shlita, he also has a very big chapter on the sugya of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So let's discuss, there's some basic yisoides, which we learned in the past, but there's always something new different ways of looking at the sugya. So the sugya is, this week's the pasuk that it says in Parshas Maaseh is, V'hoirashtem es haaretz, v'shaftem bo. You will possess. It's very important to a very precise translation of the words. You will take possession. Is that a good word? V'hoirashtem es haaretz. You will take possession of the earth, the aretz, and you will dwell in it, of the land. The land, haaretz, is the land. The land with the hey ha'idea refers, of course, to Eretz Yisrael. And we describe in very great detail all of the boundaries. V'shaftem bo. And you will dwell in it. To possess. Interesting, there are three words. There are three words here in this pasuk that describe how we take possession of the land. V'hoirashtem, which really comes from the word Yerusha. Yerusha is an inheritance. The land was given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And finally, we come into Eretz Yisrael, we are the Yershim. And here it says that you will, it's the form of the word is an active form, that you will take the Yerusha. That's not the typical way that we understand how Yerusha works. Yerusha ordinarily works when a person dies, it is automatic. You don't have to do nothing. Automatically, the land goes down to the next generation. But here it says, V'hoirashtem.
Without a king,
yeah. Do not require any kinyonim, no chazaka, no kesef, no shtar. It's automatic. Then it says v'shaftem bo, you will live in the land. Ki lochem nasati es haaretz, because it is to you. Lochem, really? Is it to you that I've given the land? That's not correct. That does not appear to be correct, because the land was given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not to us. It was given to them. So why then does the pasuk? What?
We are them.
We know we're not. We're not them. We're different people. Mark is Mark. No, Mark is not Avraham. Different people. Okay. Avraham Avinu, different people. It says, Ki lochem to you, nosati, I have given in the past tense. In the past tense. Es haaretz, again haaretz. L'reshes oisa, to possess. Again, the word l'reshes comes from the word Yerusha. At the end of the day, I don't know what all the words, there are a lot of words here, and there's a lot of repetition. It says the word haaretz twice, and it says, we know as a fact that the land was given to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. It wasn't given to us, yet it says it was given to us, and it says in the past tense it was given to us, and it says the word v'hoirashtem, and the word l'reshes, and it says another mitzvah v'shaftem. So there's a lot going on here in this pasuk. What? That's another pasuk. V'snachaltem v'asam levnechem acharechem v'snachaltem, then you will further give it over to the next generation. Correct? And then there's a pasuk in Chumash Devarim, another pasuk that talks about the Yerusha Soaretz. All of these psukim are the repetition of the words and the form of the words, because it is abstract, it is vague, it opens up an enormous amount of commentary as to what exactly is the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, how to define the mitzvah. So let's go through some of the basics, then we walk backwards and maybe see what, read the pasuk again. But the basics are, these are just the basic yisodis of everyone, that all of the svarim that talk about this topic, we mention, is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban holds the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, or we have to really define that term with more precision, but there is a mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvah. It's called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we should maybe read the words of the Ramban. I'll read you the words of the Ramban inside, okay, because Kedai never did that before. Read the words of the Ramban inside. The Ramban is on the Pasuk here. The Ramban Chumash in Parashas Maaseh, upon this Pasuk, V'harashtem es oretz v'shaftem bok yiluchem nasati es oretz l'oreshes osa. We all know that every word of the Ramban was written with the ultimate precision, and the Ramban is a very, very hard Rishon to study, because his words are very precise. And here is a whole paragraph telling us this mitzvah. I'll read you quickly the words. Al dati. The Ramban begins with an unusual expression that he command never does anywhere else, and he tells you that this is my opinion. If the Ramban is opening up with the words al dati, you can bet your bottom buck that the Ramban is very well aware that what he's about to say now is controversial. Otherwise, he wouldn't say al da'ati. This is my opinion. My opinion. I know all you guys out there are going to disagree with me, but let me tell you what I hold to be correct. Al da'ati. And he was right, because the Rambam totally disagrees. Al da'ati. Mitzvahs asehi. This is this pasuk. V'hoirashtem es ha'aretz v'shaftem bo kiluchem nasati es ha'aretz l'oresh sosa. The Ramban wrote a list of the Taryag mitzvahs, and he included in his list the enumeration of the 613 mitzvahs, this mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Al dati mitzvahs asehi. Yitzaveh oisam. Hashem is commanding them. Sheyeshvu bo'aretz v'yirshu oisam. Two things. To live in the land and to inherit the land. Okay, he says the word sheyeshvu, that's the middle of the pasuk. V'shaftem bo, and then he says v'yirshu. V'yirshu appears at the beginning of the pasuk, v'hoirashtem, and the end of the pasuk, l'reshes. He says sheyeshvu bo'aretz, to live in the land. V'yirshu oisa, to possess it. What's the difference between the word sheyeshvu v'yirshu? We'll see in a second. Kihi nidna lohem, because it was kihu nidna lohem, it was given to them. V'lo yim asun, and then he says something which is a very powerful expression, and there's a lot of other questions below upon this. V'lo yim asu benachalas Hashem, don't despise it, don't reject it. This line of Ramban is something which other Mefarshim also mention, which totally changes the whole attitude towards Eretz Yisrael. It's a very few words. It almost makes it sound like the mitzvah is, you have a piece of land, all right, listen, you want to take it, take it. You don't want to take it, don't take it. He writes, V'lo yimasu, but the mitzvah is, no. Don't reject it. V'lo yimasu. The word yimasu is a very harsh word. Don't dislike it. It's more than reject. Most means it's disgusting. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the land, I'll pass. You go into a store, or you want to go buy merchandise, put on the table merchandise, I'll pass. I don't like this. Don't do that. I'm giving you the land, you're going to come to the land, you're going to look around, interesting. I think we'll go to Uganda. We'll go to Chreis, we'll go to China. No. You're going to come into the land, don't reject it. Don't despise it. V'lo yimasu b'nachalas Hashem. V'ilu yale al daitchem l'leches v'lichboish. He elaborates. If it will enter your mind, l'leches to go, v'lichboish to conquer, eretz shinor. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Shinor, the shin? The shin? Shinor, eretz shinor.
Yeah.
That's Bavel. Eretz Ashur, Vizulasan, Ulihis Yashev Sham, Ye'avro Mitzvah Hashem. If you come into Eretz Yisrael and you say, you know something, it doesn't suit our taste, let's go and conquer the land of Shinar, or the land of Ashur, and will live there instead. Then, and only then, have you violated the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He's playing with us, Rabban. Rabban is saying over here, it's only called an Avera, you only over the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when you need a place to live, and this is available, and instead of conquering this land, you conquer another land. If you take the words of the Rabban to the nth degree, if you're not in the business of searching for an apartment, and you're just living, and you're happy where you are, you're in America, and you're born in America, you're living in America, there's no mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz to show. Yishuv Eretz to always
there is a mitzvah, but you're not over the Avera of not doing. That was the logic.
Right, there is it. Is that if you're in
the mitzvah, but I'm not over.
I'm in the market of looking for an apartment. And guess what? An opportunity has presented itself in Yerushalayim. There's a little piece, there's an apartment available. I'm in the market, I need an apartment to go somewhere. And guess what? There's an opportunity available. And I said, you know something? I don't like it. I'd rather go live in Switzerland. Then, and only then, are you over the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to be medayik in the words that I'm, but let's say I'm not in the market. I have a place to live in America. I'm not looking for an apartment. And there are no opportunities for me anyway. Then there's no mitzvah for me to go Yishuv Eretz. Yishuv, the way he's presenting Yishuv Eretz is you're in the desert. You're nomads. You're wanderers. You got to go live somewhere. You got to settle down somewhere. You got an opportunity. I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. Take advantage. Don't reject it. Don't despise it. And instead, the makev patish, to be chayif, of be violating the mitzvah, is if you decide instead to go through the effort of conquering a different land to live there instead of Eretz Yisrael. If you conquer another territory and you settle down in that territory, that is when you will be in violation of not being the kind of mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's a very strange way of describing this. Umashif, then it goes further, the Rabban Umashif, Rabbi Seinu, b'mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, this that we have in the Masechta Kesubis, we talk about the beauty, all of the advantages of a year living in Eretz Yisrael, especially the mitzvah Satzlui Yisrael. And we mentioned there that this something which dwells upon a lot all the Farshim, it is categorically forbidden to leave. Once you have settled in the land, you're already living there, you're not allowed to leave anymore. V'sha'asu lotzis mena, v'yudunu kimeredes ha'isha she'en reitza la'alois imbalo le'eretz Yisrael, a woman who refuses to follow her husband's lead and go into Eretz Yisrael, or is considered to be a moredes, and the husband can grounds for divorce. The chayno ish, a man has to listen to his wife. If his wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, she can force him. And if he does not listen to her and live in Eretz Yisrael, then he is unfaithful to her, and it's grounds for divorce, and he has to pay the ksub against his will. The chayno ish. So there, what do we see? Bekan nitzavinu b'mitzvah hazu. Here is the source for that halacha. Ki akosef hazeh hi mitzvah saseh, v'yachzir ha-mitzvah hazeh, and this mitzvah repeats itself b'mekoy mois rabim, and he quotes the pasuk, bohu urishu es ha'aretz, that was said previously. There's another pasuk, this mitzvah appears in many places. Now, this Ramban is very cryptic, kidarkoi. This is why Ramban is such a difficult lima to learn. Ramban, all of the yesodos of Yadus are in the Ramban, but the words of the Ramban are very, very hard to piece together. The Ramban appears to vacillate between different ideas back and forth, describing different elements. First, he tells you that it is a mitzvah, al-dati. He tells you it's controversial, mitzvah sasei. And then he describes the mitzvah, telling you that it's not really a mitzvah, it's only if you reject the land. And then he tells you about marriage. When it comes to marriage, you got to listen to your wife, you got to listen to your husband in respect to Eretz Yisrael. And this mitzvah, it's all over the place in the Torah. And there's another pasuk, Bohu Rishu Esaretz. It's really, really hard to make heads and tails of this Ramah.
Well, there's something else here that I'm noticing. Nowhere
yeah.
do we say if he rejects going to, he or she rejects going to Israel because of fear.
When that's a different story.
Came back,
that's a different story. Okay, okay, we're going to get to that.
They were fearful of their lives. Here, it's talking about, you just don't want to live there.
We start off the shot in the pasuk. The pasuk is verbosity in the pasuk. The pasuk says the hoyrashim esaretz v'shaftem verashim esaretz. Number one, number two v'shaftem bo. Number three, ki lochem nasati esaretz. That's four loresh esaisa. I don't know what the pshat in the pasuk is. Four completely different concepts. The Ramban is also jumping around. We need a Rebbe to teach us the Ramban. I always had such a hard time with Ramban. And Ramban is such a difficult sefer. The Pasuk is difficult. The Ramban is difficult. Okay, let's put that on the side for one moment. Make things even more difficult. The Rambam. The Rambam's words are, let me read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Rambam in Hilchos. The Rambam, where is this Rambam? The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in the Yonah HaZokah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, Shenitztavinu loreshes esaretz asher nosa nakel yisprach v'yisale. Now here he adds in some very powerful words, la'avoseinu, to possess the land, which asher nosa nakel yisprach v'yisale la'avoseinu le'avraham li'yitzchak u'li'yakov. And it should go up to the credit of our forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, v'lo na'azvena Biyad zuloseinu minhu umois oy lishmama. Incredible words of the Rambam. There's a mitzvah here. The mitzvah here is what? To possess the land and restore it, not for us, even though it's asher nasati lachem, to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and do not allow the land to remain in the possession of a foreign power, and do not allow the land to remain desolate. Let's say no one is living in the land. No one's there. It's empty. It's empty. That is an issur. It is the mitzvah of this pasuk is the land may not be desolate. The land may not be allowed to be possessed by a foreign nation. V'hu omer lohem, Hashem has said to the Jewish people, V'hoirashtem esaretz, take possession of the land. And the word V'hoirashtem, obviously according to the Rambam, means Meloshon Yerusha. It's not your land. It belongs to the others. V'shaftem bo, live in the land. Maybe that's what it means. Do not allow it to be desolate. Ki lochem nasati esaretz, l'resh esaysa. V'hisnachaltem. And the next pasuk you said, Mark, is this Nachaltem Esaretz, you shall Esaretz. Okay. Now the Rambam says. So the Rambam also does mention this as what the mitzvah is. Now, okay. Now let's hold it for one second. One second. This is what it says in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Wait a second. I just read for you, I apologize to you, I just read to you another Ramban. Okay, another Ramban. I read to you a Ramban in Chumash, and I read to you a Ramban in the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban also wrote, what is the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs called? The Ramban also wrote a collection of Taryag mitzvahs. So the Ramban, what I read to you now is the second Ramban. The first Ramban I read to you was from Chumash in Parshas Maaseh, and then the Ramban wrote a sefer of Taryag mitzvahs, and he repeats himself. What he says over here is different than what he says in Chumash. What he says over here in his sefer HaMitzvahs, he introduces the others, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and he says that you have to conquer the land, do not allow the land to be possessed by a foreign nation, and do not allow the land to be desolate. He did not say that in Chumash. Now the Rambam is silent, totally silent. Okay, there is silence in the Rambam. And the question is, when the Rambam enumerates the Taryag and Mitzvahs, he completely leaves out any mention of the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz.
There are a lot of people that wrote that the reason he did that because he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. He got to Egypt and stayed there, and he was very upset about it himself, and he had misgivings about his lifestyle on his own, and that's why he just didn't do it. There's a machlokes about what his purpose is.
He left out, he did not include in the Taryag Mitzvahs a mitzvah of any form of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
The Ramban eventually settled in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Correct, he
the
died there.
Didn't.
Oh, so you're saying over here, this is a very, very, this is not a nice thing to say, is that there, they retroactively justify their lifestyles. It's like we in America, so how come, not Mark. Mark is being Aliyah, but we who are it's not a nice thing. Is you do whatever you want to do, and then you go and you justify it retroactive. That's not
very,
a way.
Very obtuse.
That's not a nice thing to do.
The other way around is that they did or didn't because they.
You see, it's the opposite because they held that it's not a mitzvah,
right.
but that's true. Why they didn't live in. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the Pashup Shot, right? It's a difficulty. Now, we have to still justify the Rambam. How come the Rambam left out the mitzvah? So there's a very famous sefer called Megillas Esther. Okay, that's not to be confused with what we learn from Ksuvim, the Chumash Megillos. There's a very famous sefer called the Megillas Esther. It's an Acharon. It's a very popular sefer on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And he explains the pshat, and he's in the Yashay, the sheet of the Rambam. And I'll read you what he says over here as well. Nearly, literally, ki, mashaloi mona haraf, hu lefi shemitz yushas aretz v'yishivas loi nohaga. This is a very popular mahalach from the Megillah Esther. He learns it is a mitzvah. But it was a mitzvah that expired. It was a one-time mitzvah. Loi nohag rak bimei Moshe v'Yoshua v'David. He lists three people. The mitzvah applied in the days of Moshe, Yoshua b'Nun, and David. The cholzman sheloi golu me'artzam, as long as they were not sent into exile. Aval achar shegolu me'alad mosam. Here are his words. Ein mitzvah zu noheges. L'doyrois ad eis boy hamashiach. This is how the Megillas Esther is miyashev the Rambam with a beferish apostolic in the Torah. It says in the Torah, the hoirashta nesoretz vishavtem bo ki lochem nosati yesaretz loreshe soiso. How could the Rambam ignore the pasuk and not count it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs? The Megillah says the Rambam is not ignoring this mitzvah. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvah is only counting mitzvahs which apply bizman hazeh, apply, but this mitzvah expired. When did it expire? When we went into Golas. When we had Yedid HaMashiach. You need a Melech HaMashiach to once again reactivate the kiyum of this mitzvah. And that's a shocking thing because the Rambam does enumerate all of the Taryag mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs that only apply when there is a Beis HaMikdash. How could you go and say, how could the Megillah Esther say such a thing? There are many mitzvahs that the Rambam counts which do not apply bizman hazeh. We need a Beis HaMikdash to be built in order that there should be such a mitzvah. What's the difference?
Because those mitzvahs, the mitzvah is still there, we just can't be mekayeh. Versus Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's not that we can't be mekayeh, he's negating.
Okay, that's an answer. That's what he's saying. That's a very powerful answer, but it's a very disturbing answer.
It's a very disturbing answer. How can you negate a mitzvah? I can say it doesn't apply now.
All the mitzvahs apply. All the everything that about the Beis HaMikdash apply. Just as we're in Oynis Rachmana Patra.
That's why it is in my focus on.
But to say it's negated.
They claim that there were a lot of letters that the Rambam wrote, and he signed it that he's the Rambam who sins every Anichote.
That's a different Avera.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. So it's my focus about what he was talking about.
No, but he said, I live in...
that it was because he didn't live in Israel.
You're not allowed to return. There's another halacha that you're not allowed to return. You're not allowed to return to Egypt. That's not... I don't think there's Eretz Yisrael. There's a halacha of a low... There's a passage that says that you're not allowed to return. So you go, I'm in Egypt. I'm in violation of the halacha that you're not allowed to live in Egypt. But even if you're not living in Egypt, who says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? So Dr. Dov is saying a tremendous chiddush. Is that there are many mitzvahs that listen to the Rambam that we are obligated that only apply when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Today, we're chayiv in those mitzvahs. The reason why we don't do those mitzvahs is because only Shachmana Patre, there's no Beis HaMikdash. But possessing Eretz Yisrael is a different league. There is no mitzvah to take possession of the land unless you're living in a time with a melech, with a leader who will teach you and guide you how to live in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had enormous tsar that he was unable to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Chazal, v'chi le'echol mipir Yehud tzarech. Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to eat the fruits of the land? He wanted to go on a tiyul. He wanted to go on the tunnel tours. He wanted to go to En Gedi. He wanted to go chas v'shalom. He wanted to be mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Ares. We have to see the exact words, but Mefarshim here explain, I have to see the precise words of what it says in the Chazal and how Chazal described it. The gist is, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael how to possess the land, how to be mekayim, the mitzvahs in the land. In other words, Moshe, if I'm not going, there's no mitzvah, you should Eretz Yisrael. There's not going to be an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Hashem says Yeshua, he's going to take your place. Yeshua will be the fill-in. He'll be the melech. He will bring the people. When there's a melech, then there's an Eretz Yisrael. There's a manik. He had a son as a melech. Yeshua. After Yeshua, they were shaved him. A shaved also. Living in Eretz Yisrael, it's an incredible chiddush. You need a manhig in order that you should have a yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
What comes first, the melech or the yishuv?
The melech. So the melech comes first.
No,
so according to the Rambam, today, according to the Rambam does not count, this is the Megillah Esther, this is Dr. Dover saying, there are other mahalchim, don't get worried. First of all, today everyone's going to tell you, with all respect to the Rambam, you go tell this to an Israeli, they will kill you. You tell them, oh, Bezman has said there's no yishuv. Woo, they will go berserk. Oh, mechutz, if you talk like that, we don't go like the Ramban. Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, "Al daiti mitzvah sasehi." Okay, there's so much talk about this. Let us get the yisoides. The Ramban, the facts are, the Ramban does not count the mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh. This is one of the tayag mitzvahs. The world is in shock. How could this possibly be? There are many answers. We're learning over here the answer of the Megillas Esther. The same Megillas Esther says, Chas v'shalom to say that it's not a mitzvah. We're learning with the Hezbir of Dr. Dov, which is how he explains over here as well. The Hezbir of Dr. Dov to understand, well, how could the Rambam leave out the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh? And the answer, the way he explained it is, of course the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah deraisa. But it's different than all of the other mitzvah deraisa in that it expired. It was a mitzvah to the door of the Midbar. They were given the mitzvah to come and to possess the land. And as long as there was a melech, and there was a manik, and there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah. Once they went into Golus, a melech, it's a pasuk in Eicha. That's it, it's over. When they came back to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, even though there was Zerubbabel, he was the acting melech, he didn't have the full status of a melech. Because the majority of Klal Yisrael did not come back with him. They did not give him the authority. And the land was under the control of the people who lived there in the land, of Paras, Modai, and then it went into the possession the Yevonim, and then eventually came Rome. There wasn't authority. There was no real halachic melech. In order for there to be a mitzvah, there has to be a manhig. A manhig. It was given. There has to be a Moshe, Yeshua, a David. There has to be, the land is not a land unless there is an authority. authority. That's an incredible concept. If there is no authority, there's no mitzvah. To bring a carbon, you're chayiv to bring a carbon. So bring a carbon. We have a technical difficulty, there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't do, but the mitzvah is in front of you. If there is no leader, there is no authority, then there's no land. Today, who's the authority of the land? The state of Israel, Medinas Yisrael. Medinas Yisrael, it's very nice. All respect, salute the flag. But this is not the halachic status of a melech. This is not equivalent of Moshe, it's not the equivalent of Yoshua, it's not the equivalent of David. Memela, there is no manhig, there is no leader to set the rules, to establish how the land has to be appreciated and dealt with, how to conduct oneself in this land. There's no mitzvah. You might as well go somewhere else. You might as well go. Memela, when there was a churban, until through the time of the Bayis Rishon, there was always an authority in the land. There was Moshe, there was Yeshua, and then came the Zakenim, and there was Shoftim, and there was always authorities in the land, and then came the Nevi'im, and then Shmuel, and David, all the kings. Oh, there's an authority in the land. Oh, that triggers, there's a mitzvah now to possess the land, to conquer the land, to live in the land, to mekayim the mitzvahs of the land. There's no authority anymore. Okay, there's a pasuk in Eichad, I can't remember the pasuk, that says there's no melech anymore. Finished, there's nothing. Yeah.
There's a machloekis when Esther came back,
Kedusha, so they gave Kedusha to the land. So you're asking, how could they give Kedusha and there not be a mitzvah of Yishuv? It's not a stira. You can give it Kedusha, but there's no mitzvah to live there. You could give, you're saying very good. You're saying maybe in a chanami, maybe according, that whole mahalach only goes to feed the shita of the Ramban. That's the one. Everyone, the Ramban is rejected. Everyone is very swift to reject the Ramban. But yet, the Ramban is the Ramban. How can you reject the Ramban? So the Ramban, la halacha is rejected, but in hashkafa, in Hashkafa, the Rambam is embraced. Okay, he's saying, Heshi's asking the question, how could it be we know that the Kedusha Shmi Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Yasalov? But if there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, how could there be Kedusha? So first of all, who says? Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. They can come back and they can give the land Kedusha, L'Shaita V'Yasalov, but there's still no mitzvah for us in America to go and make Aliyah and live in the land. What? How can they give it Kedusha? Not a kasha. They can give it Kedusha. You don't need. It's a different type of leader. There are leaders and there are leaders. If you take possession of the land, you have control of the land. There's a group of people, a democracy. There's sovereignty. Sovereignty doesn't necessarily mean there's a leader. Today we have sovereignty. Today Eretz Yisrael is an independent state. There's sovereignty, but there's no Yiddish leadership. You can't say there's
a... Was that a chassarn in Malchus? Was that a chassarn in the press to fill the Malchus?
Sovereignty is not necessarily synonymous with Malchus, a Jewish leadership. Sovereignty, everyone comes together. There's haskomas ha'om. There's haskomas ha'om. The land is defended. There's an IDF. The land is defended. And there's Askom Asam, who's people who make rules, but that's not called a Malchus. A Malchus needs a Novi, it needs Hashem has to... You need more. And until there is a Melech,
there was a provisional government, then everyone was masculine.
That's not called Malchus. A provisional government is not called Malchus. Malchus, it's hard to define in words, what differentiates the state of Israel and Malchus? We appreciate, obviously, there's a very big difference between having a melech, and having a state of Israel, a prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu. I think we all understand there's a difference. Now we just need the right words to explain the difference. A melech Yisrael is sanctioned from the Ribbono Shel Olam, where there is a Kedusha, A kedusha is something which cannot be defined in words. There is a Beis Hamikdash, there is a Kohen Gadol, the Urim V'Tumim, there are Chachamim, there is a sanctity that is completely void, doesn't exist when you're dealing with a modern Ma'agam. It can be very nice.
There was no sanctity in the Shem.
That's right, there was not.
There was no Ma'agam.
There was Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was a holy, holy person. He was called a Melech. He was really called a Nasi. He was called a Nasi. He wasn't even really called a Melech. Because he did not, the sanctity never returned to the degree where Al-Pi Halacha he could be called a Melech.
So Malchus ended
with Tzidkiyahu, he was the end. He was the end, that was the end. And according to the Rambam,
it also shows you that you don't need Malchus of everybody, because you had Malchus of only Yehuda.
You can say Girdume Mitzvahs. You say that once you lost the Aseres HaShvatim, so there's a concept that if once you start like a minion, you start out with 10 people, and some of them secretly disappear in the middle of Chazor Sashatz, you can still do Chazor Sashatz and say Kaddish to Skabel. Oh, but we have a minion. Hey, don't confuse me with the facts.
Don't turn around.
We started with a minion, keep on going. Just keep on going. That's called Girdume Mitzvahs. Okay, so the same thing is, if you start out with Kedusha, as long as you're still in the land, it's called the Malchus. When they went into Golos, you want to reboot. You want to reboot the Malchus? No. To reboot the Malchus, you need to have the whole Kali Show, whatever that means. So this is a Chiddush Nifla. What have we done so far? The Ramban. We read the Ramban in the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam is silent. Along comes the Megillas Esther to be Masbir the Rambam. The Rambam holds, of course there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah expired when we went into Golos. And when the Rambam wrote the name of Tayag Mitzvahs, he was writing it for what is Bizman Hazeh. And incidentally, we're coming to a revelation that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael demands you can't live in the land and Michayiv in the mitzvah of Yishuv unless you have a manhik. A manhik that has been sanctioned by the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Sanhedrin, and all that goes along with it, and the Urim V'Tumim, that is what triggers the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. That's a Bizman Hazeh, this Mamshe, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is a shocking thing to say. All right, let's stop with that Megillas Esther. Let me give you some other Mahalchim to be Mazbe the Rambam. Other Mefarshim learned that there are many different Mahalchim in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Over here, Rabbi Weiss himself, he says his own chiddush, this is his chiddush. Uvi emes nir boror the shnei dinim yesh b'mitzvah zu. Rabbi Weiss, his own chiddush, there's something called yeshivas eretz Yisrael and yishuv eretz Yisrael. Sounds nice in words, right? What's the chiluk? It's the vision. Yeshivas eretz Yisrael.
There's one sitting there and it happens.
And yishuv. So I think he's trying to say is, there is a mitzvah to join the IDF and conquer the land. Go and conquer the land. Possess the land. And then there's another mitzvah. The land has already been conquered. Move in. When it says in the Pasuk, V'hoirashtem es aretz v'shavtem bo, the Pasuk really presents really three different terms. So he's not really addressing the third term, Loresha Soysa, but what he seems to be saying really is rooted in the Pasuk. There are two different types of mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah to conquer, to bear arms. Well, not necessarily bear arms. Like what they tell you today you have to possess the land, go buy property in a settlement on the other side of the green line and live there. By living there, by taking possession, you're occupying the land that's going to prevent the Arabs from coming and moving in over there. There's a mitzvah to go to territory that is vulnerable, that has not yet been conquered, that is unsettled, which at any moment in time, it's either the Ramban said it's Shemama, it's desolate, or it's openly in the hand of Arabs. Move in. buy it up. There's an Arab that's selling land in East Jerusalem. Buy it. Buy that house. You buy that territory by buying it. You're mamish coming to vihirashtem, to take possession. That's one mitzvah. Excellent. I put down on the table $10 million. I bought an apartment in East Jerusalem. It's now under Jewish hands. Where am I going for Pesach? I'm going to my grandchildren in Florida. Florida. So what are you doing? So you were Makayim. I gave a $10 million payment to buy the apartment in East Jerusalem. Das is a kium v'hoirashtem esoretz. V'hoirashtem esoretz. But what about v'shaftem bo? You're not Makayim that mitzvah. V'shaftem bo is a new mitzvah. A new mitzvah of the land of living, of going there for Pesach. Every moment you spend living in, every moment you spend living in Eretz Yisrael, it's secure. It's already secure. It's already been conquered. That is a separate, independent mitzvah called Vishavtem Bo. So Rabbi Weiss is saying, I didn't really get how he, because the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah altogether. But the Rambam, what he's saying over here is that the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, is trying to say over here is that when the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz as a mitzvah, he just means there's no mitzvah today to go to war and to conquer the land. Because of the famous Gemara, Masechta Shavuos, which Satmar is their favorite Gemara, of the Shalosh Shavuos, Hishpati Yaschem Benos Yerushalayim, Im To'iru V'im To'iru Esho Ahavo Ad Shetech Potz. You're not allowed to go Bechoimo. The words of the Gemara are Bechoimo. What is it? What is one of the most obscure words of the whole Shas, Bechoimo, which I think Rashi there says, it means to make a war.
To take it by force.
By force. Okay, and then you'll have the whole Torah, Bisman Hazed, does it apply? Once they've been in violation of their part of the deal, we're not going into that now, the areas. But the Rambam, when the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv area to show, the Rambam cannot ignore what it says in the Gemara Ksubis. Hishpati Yaschem, the Asholei Shavuos. There is no longer a mitzvah today until Mashiach comes, unless you want to somehow disagree with that, then it does apply to Zman Hazeh, to go battle stations. Battle stations. Get into your tank in armor and put on, get bare arms and fight and conquer the land. But if it happens to be, someone already did the work for you, you're a spoiled American, and a few thousand Israelis gave up their lives, 25,000 Israelis gave up their lives for you in America, and they already conquered the land, whether they did it, whatever shita they followed, the land already is currently secure and is safe. Then for you now to go and live in that land and go there for Pesach and to live there, even the Rambam agrees that's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'shaftem bo, to live in the land. There are two dinim. There's a mitzvah of conquering the land and there's a mitzvah of living in the land. The Rambam, now how do you get the Rambam? Where does he get? I go through this more carefully. Where he gets the Rambam indication. The Rambam holds there is a mitzvah. There's yeshivas eretz Yisrael, and there is yishuv haaretz. Yishuv means to conquer the land. Yeshivas eretz Yisrael means once the land already has been conquered, or the goyim have abandoned the land, or they're just not interested. For you now to live in the land, that of course is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It says in this week's parasha, you can't ignore. V'ayirashem esoritz v'shaftem bo. So maybe what it means over here is that if the land, unless you have v'ayirashtem, then you can have v'shaftem bo. But once already v'ayirashtem has been achieved by hook or by crook, then automatically there is a mitzvah d'oraisa bizman hazeh v'shaftem bo. There's nothing more what to discuss. Okay, that's the second mahalach. Another mahalach, this is a very esoteric, the Rambam is splitting hairs in the Rambam. the Rambam, there are a lot of things that the Rambam does not count as mitzvahs. He wants to show over here, he wants to show over here by Weiss that there's a, he doesn't say really the way I'm saying it, is that the Rambam and the Ramban didn't just argue over technical issues. They argued in Hashkafa. There's a very big divide in Hashkafa of how to look at the mitzvahs of the Torah. For example, is there a mitzvah to daven every single day? It says in Kriyat Shema, Vavaditen Oisoi, Avoida, you shall serve Hashem. The Ramban counts as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah every day to daven, to pray to God. The Rambam does not. Doesn't say. Doesn't talk, there's no mitzvah, doesn't mention the mitzvah to them. What do you mean? It is in Kriya Shema. V'yohavto eis Hashem v'lecha v'chol l'vav v'chol nafshecha v'chol ne'oidecha. V'yu advar mo'il ha'shenoch mitzavcha yim alavar v'shinant al nechot yadam v'shitcha. Is it v'hayam shemoya? It says all over in to serve Hashem. V'avadetem v'yisai. Eizu ha'avoyda shibulei v'chol l'vavchem. Zu tefila. What are you telling me over here that the Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah of tefillah? The mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. Okay, there are other examples. What is the purpose of bringing korbanos? So the Ramban says, you bring a korban to come close to Hashem, nachas ruach. Okay, reyach nichoichi tishlu lahakav li b'moado nachas ruach. The Rambam says, "Mor nevuchim, korbanos." It's an outlet for man's base desire to bring, to kill an animal to a god, a paganism. In order not, you know, man is a what? It says in the Rambam, it says in the Torah, Nachas Ruach. What does the Rambam say? When you stitch everything together, the Rabbi Weiss, if I'm reading correctly, is trying to say is that the Rambam, there's a common thread in the Rambam's Hashkofa of Judaism. And that is, the Taryag Mitzvahs first begin after the fundamentals have been established. Taryag mitzvahs come after a foundation has been laid. Let me give you an example. Breishis, how do you translate the words? Really what you could say over here to a degree is that the machlokes the Ramban and the Ramban is a machlokes Rashi and Unkelus in the first pasuk of the Torah. Breishis boro Elokim Eis HaShamayim the Esarts. How does the Unkelus translate the word Bereshis? In the beginning. The first word of the Torah is telling you the very beginning. In the beginning. Bekadmoin. Bro Elokim Yos Arav Yoshmaya. This is how it all started. In the beginning, Hashem created the Shamayim and the Aretz. Before the letter Beis, what happened? None of your business. Chazal say, none of your business. The Beis is in one direction. It's closed on one side. All you got to know is, this is where it started for you. Bereishis. In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing means nothing. And Hashem created the Shemayim. And He created the Oretz. The Oretz Chayis HaSoyu V'voyu V'choyshech Al Pnei Sohoyim V'ruach Elokim Menachefes Al Pnei Amoyim. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, before the Bereishis, there was already a Shemayim and an Oretz. It already existed. The Torah begins after creation already started. There was already a creation. And now, Bereishis, towards or during that time, when there was already a Shamayim and an Aretz, the Aretz was Sohu Vavohu, and there was Choshech al Pnei Sohaim. Vayom Alekim, Yehi Ar. According to Rashi, the world already existed. The world that we know of Shamayim and Aretz already existed before the letter Beis appears on the sea. According to Unkelis, there was no Shamayim and Aretz until the letter Beis appeared. A major fundamental difference in the story of creation. You have the letter Beis. At what point in time was there Shamayim and Aretz? According to Rashi, the Shamayim and Aretz first came into existence after the letter Beis. According to Unkelis, according to Rashi, the Shamayim and the Aretz existed before the letter Beis. The letter Beis tells you what it was like. It was Toyu Vavohu, V'choyeshech V'ha'aretz Ha'yitzah Soyu Vavohu, V'choyeshech Al Pnei Sohaim. But the Shamayim and the Aretz already began before the letter Beis. That's the first Rashi in the Torah. Unkelis disagrees. No such thing. Beis means before the Beis there was Ayin. Beis, there was a creation, Bara, a Beria, of Shamayim Aretz. This Machloikis Unkelis and Rashi is the Machloikis the Ramban, and the Rambam Benogeya many, many issues, including Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah, according to the Rambam is like Rashi. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I don't need to count this as a mitzvah. This is the fundamentals. This is before you begin to give me a laundry list. A list of items, what I should buy in the supermarket. There's a supermarket. The supermarket is Eretz Yisrael. The supermarket is Vavadetem es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. Vavadetem es zeh ravoida shibleiv zu tefila. There are many areas of Judaism that are fundamentals that already exist before you need to count 613 mitzvahs. Just like according to Rashi, there was already a Shamayim and the Aretz before the letter Beis began. There was already a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz. Of course, what do you think this is over here? Hashem created the world. He created Eretz Yisrael. He created Klal Yisrael. He created the Torah. Yisrael, the Araisa, the Kutshabichu Chad, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Of course you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael and absorb the Kedusha. It's the Makam Eini Hashem Lokecha Bo Mereshis Hashan Ad Achreshana. It's a fundamental that there is a mitzvah of conquering and living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a fundamental you're supposed to bring Korbanos to Hashem that give Hashem Nachas Ruach. It's a fundamental that you're supposed to dive into Hashem. There are many things like this. When I'm now going to give you Taryag Mitzvahs, these are things that you do that are built upon the foundation that has already been laid out, that are just basic fundamentals. The Ramban learns like Unkelis. Every little thing that you do has to be enumerated in the 613, is enumerated, including the fundamentals. So Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is going to count as a mitzvah. You know, 613 is a very vague concept. Why do we even need there to be 613? Whoever says there's 613, it's a chazal. Chazal say in numerous places there are 613. It confuses a lot of things. I mean, it brings out these ideas. But the Rambam does not count Eretz Yisrael because it's too fundamental. Just like the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of davening as a mitzvah. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Just like the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban and tells you the reason why you bring Korbanos is because you need an outlet for Avodah Zarah. that's a side point. Of course, the real reason why you bring korbanos is because this is the fundamental. There are fundamentals. And now the taryag mitzvah is what you do upon this foundation. The Ramban in a different mahalach and understanding yados. Every single thing is part of this number. Like Unkelus understands, Unkelus learns is before the bays, there is ayin. With the bays is everything, including the creation of Shemayim Varetz, including the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz, the mitzvah to daven. A karbon, the purpose is to come close to Hashem. The fundamentals are included in the list. Okay, one more answer very quickly, and that is, this is said by different people, and that is, there are two worlds. We always talk about this, and that is the world of the Ovois and the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah given, I told you so many, many times, to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a mitzvah given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There are Taryag, when the Rambam begins the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam very clearly says these are the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe. Eretz Yisrael is not Moshe. Avada, it's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah, it's a gresel mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's rooted in Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Whole different type of mitzvah. Sach HaKol, we've gone to four mahalchim to understand the Rambam. The Ramban, we read the Ramban inside, in Chumash, and in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam is silent. Four mahalchim in the Rambam. Number one, the chidush of the Megillas Esther. It was a mitzvah, but no more. It expired. When did it expire? With a Churban. When will it be a mitzvah again? With the coming of Mashiach. Because in order to live in the land, you just don't live in the land. You need a manhig to teach you how to live in the land. Moshe wanted to be that manhig. Moshe wanted the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just for him. He wanted, because Klal Yisrael doesn't have the mitzvah unless there is a manhig. He wanted to be the manhig that would activate the mitzvah to teach him how to live in the land. It expired. It expired with the Churban. The Rambam is only counting mitzvahs that apply to Zman Hazeh. It's a chiddush. It's lost love. There's going to be another mitzvah, 614. It's a chiddush. It's an answer. The other answer that he gives of Reverend Usher Wise is mechalk between conquest versus to live, to dwell. There's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh of conquest. That's a dangerous mitzvah. Conquest, we need Hishpati Eschem B'nos Yerushalayim. That's a very nuanced mitzvah. That requires, you have to be very delicate with conquest. Once already it's been conquered, or let's say the goyim, for whatever reason, give us permission to live there. Avada! That's the mitzvah of Yishuv. It's called between Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The third answer is, it's a fundamental. Fundamentals. It's a mamish, you know, it's not there are things that are fundamentals, and then there's the Tanya on top of that. We give a dogma, the Rambam and the Unkelus and Rashi. And the fourth answer we've given the Rambam is there's the mitzvah from Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov versus the mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Is there an avera to give away from Eretz
Yisrael? A little bit. And one last thing, there's really a fifth mahalach, which we're not going to, and that is there's a chilek between a yochid and a tzibur. There's a living in Eretz Yisrael as a tzibur. He also talks about this. And as an individual. There's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh as a tzibur. That's a different mahalcha, the tzibur. Virash the mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah as a yochid to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the fifth answer.